are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. All right, guys, I thought I was going to come back on Tuesday, but it's Monday and I'm recording again because we officially hit our iPhone woman goal. That is just so amazing, so exciting. And tonight I have a guest on who actually helped us bring there, and she's a really empowering, inspiring entrepreneur in the Boston area. So I, of course, wanted to give her an individual shout out for all of her dedication to our brand and all of that good stuff. So I hope you enjoyed my segment last night talking about self-development, because within 24 hours of talking about self-development, I accomplished my next goal. So that was really exciting. So today the show is brought to you by AlleyGlobalLogistics.com. Alley Global Logistics is a family-owned international freight forwarding organization founded in 2011, specializing in the shipment of lumber and logs. More than your forwarder, we are your ally. Check out Alley Global Logistics today at AlleyGlobalLogistics.com. All right, guys, it is officially showtime. Welcome back to Next on Scene. We are so excited to have an awesome guest on the line who helped us finish the final touches to accomplish our iFund Women goal. Rosanna Rogers, who is Boston's finest first lady, who is an amazing choreographer and somebody you should hire for your next event. Hey, Rosanna, how are you today?
Hi, Jackie. How are you today?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on our show. Welcome. And I'm so excited to introduce you to our audience. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the world of dance.
Well, my background, I'm an entrepreneur. I dibble and dabble in selling clothing. And when I'm not doing that, I'm always dancing. So I started out dancing probably when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and tap, ballet, and jazz, and about in Jamaica Plain, Boston. That's located in Boston. And started from there, got into it, and I loved it. And the way it made me feel, the energy it gave me, it was just great. So that's one of the reasons why I decided to make sure that I continue it and try to help other people feel the way that I felt.
It's awesome. So what type of dance was it? What was the first dance class you ever took?
My first dance class was tap, ballet, and jazz. So
all in one?
When I got, yes.
Oh, so my God.
Yes. So basically, we started with ballet, then we went into tap, and then we went into jazz.
That's awesome.
And the best thing I remember of that is when Vanilla Ice was out. So, like, the Ice Ice Baby was our jazz number. It was so great. We had, like, these fluorescent colors on. It was awesome. Like, the little biker shorts that are now coming back in.
I love it. Absolutely love
it. Great.
So, obviously, you've been doing this for a long time. So, now you're teaching classes. Tell us about your latest ventures. What are you teaching? What classes are coming up people can take? Give us a little bit of background.
Well, what I'm actually doing, I'm doing dance hall, so it's far from tap, ballet, and jazz. Dance hall reggae, I don't know if you guys heard of it. Bob Marley, RDX, stuff like that.
That's fun.
Little calypso. Say that again?
No, that's fun, I said.
That's calypso and stuff like that, soca. Stuff, music like that, so we teach people how to wind their waistline. And in doing this, you actually lose weight.
No way.
Yes.
That's awesome.
You isolate your movements, your muscles, and stuff like that. And you get great abs.
I love it. Obviously, it works, you know. So how long are the classes? Are they like 45 minutes?
What we're doing now, we're going to look for a studio so we can start offering maybe an hour and a half classes, because a lot of people, depending on how much their volume, they may have a lot of people that are scheduling where you can't get in. So it's like you may want to offer a class to a lot of people for an hour and a half, but you don't have that much time.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be great is if I had my own studio. we could talk about that another day. But yes, so that's what I'm trying to do, and it's going to be, like I said, whining, a lot of cardio. We do headstands, kind of like yoga. So you'll be standing on your head if you guys are up for it. But yes, very adventurous. It's just fun. It's a ball of fun.
That's impressive. I would think that that's hard, right? To be on your head.
Yes, it's hard.
Yeah. And it's got to take some good balance, right?
I'm so good. I could teach you, and you could record yourself, and trust me.
What? Okay, maybe I'm going to take you up on that because, I don't know, I'm kind of scared, though. Because I don't trust myself to just even try to do that, but I'll trust you for believing in me.
Exactly, and that's where I come in to help you trust yourself and, you know, go the extra mile, things that you think that you couldn't do. You're amazed at, wow, I can do that. You just got to push yourself.
Right. That is so true. Cool. Such cool stuff. So where are the classes? Like, where's the dance hall? How can people sign up?
Right now, the classes are, I'm not having any classes, but I do have another member, Dance Hall Queen Yaya. She has classes in the YMCA. I believe, Planet Fitness, a couple of others, and she's doing her thing right now, teaching out. I right now want to make sure I get a solid ground where I can continue, so I'm not jumping all over the place.
Right. Yeah, no, I get that. I guess in dance, on some level, you are a little all over the place, all different formats of dance, all different types. You know, right? I mean, there's so much to it.
Yes, and that's the thing, and it's not just dance hall that I'm exposed to. So, you know, there's hip hop, there's different things. It's just that right now, what I'm focusing on is training your waist and your waistline.
I love it. I'm in. Sounds awesome.
So waist trainers, those are gonna help, but I'm gonna help it even more.
No, that's great. So how, if somebody was interested in doing that, how can they get in touch with you?
At Boston's Finest First Lady, IG, you can DM me.
Perfect.
Booking Boston's Finest First Lady at Yahoo. So it's Boston has an S. So when you're spelling it, it's Boston. There's no apostrophe or anything like that. But there is an S. So you do hear me say Boston's Finest First Lady.
I love it. So where did the title come from, by the way? Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, I grew up in Boston. I'm actually from Roxbury, Mass.
Awesome.
So I grew up, you know, and wouldn't say the best area of Boston, but it's getting better. And so I keep that with me because wherever I go, I'm part of Boston. The finest comes in. I mean, we all like the finest.
Of course.
We all want to be finer.
Right.
So that's the best. It's the greatest word. So that's why. First lady, I am the first lady. I'm the eldest lady, standing, living, and my immediate family.
I love that. That's really sentimental. So that's beautiful.
Yeah. So thank you.
Awesome.
So that's what I do. I also have a dance team, IDDOB, which is called International Destined Dancers of Boston. There are three members of the group right now. And I hope to extend it globally.
Why can't you?
Exactly.
Goals. Yes.
Can is not in my vocabulary. Did you say that?
Yeah, exactly. I love that. I love your optimism. You are so going to take it far. I know it. That's great. So I want to ask you some fun questions, Rosanna. Outside of, you know, your work and your passion of dancing, I want people to get to know you on a fun level. So we're going to ask you some questions for game time, and you can answer them however you want. There's no pressure. You can answer them however you want. So first question, if you were stranded on a desert island, what would be one thing you would have to bring with you and why?
What would I bring?
And it can only be one item, one physical item.
One physical item. Well, you know what? If I'm not going to survive, which I pray I would have to, I'd like to bring a radio.
I love that. Well, because you're a dancer. You need something to jam out to, right?
Exactly.
I love it.
I'm going to go out, listen to tunes.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Good answer. So question two, what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
Something that I have to do in my daily routine. That would be thank God.
I like that.
Thank God every day.
I love that. I'm all about gratitude. I do gratitude journals too all the time. I think that's awesome.
Yes, without him, there isn't.
I love it. Good love answer. It. Great answer. No. Okay. Question three. What is your guilty television pleasure?
Walking Dead.
Oh, my God. Everybody loves that. I never got into it.
I get criticized. And they're like, what is it? What the, I don't know. You know what it is with me with that show? Is it really shows people how you should work together.
Right.
And working together, you can make anything possible. It's not about zombies. The zombies, you know, it's great visual, but it's deeper than that. And that's what I like about it.
It's true.
My pleasure.
No, I love that. I keep hearing about that show for, like, how many seasons has it been on now for?
I think five.
Yeah. I got to start. Five. I just, like, the zombie thing kind of freaked me out. I'm just being honest.
I know, it freaks everyone out. You can't pay attention to what I think about is that these are people that are made up in costumes. This is their job.
It's true. That's a valid point. I guess if I looked at it from that light, I'd feel differently about it. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good answer.
And they're trying to give us a story. Let's embrace it.
Right. That's a good point. And obviously it's good because people keep watching it and they keep making new seasons. So it's all good. Awesome. Okay, so last question. What is your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve. Not being yourself.
I like that.
Yeah.
Have you dealt with that recently and that's something that just kind of stuck with you or?
Well, I think in yes and no. I just think that own you.
Right.
You shouldn't, people will accept you, people will not accept you. So my pet peeve is you turning out not to be you.
Right.
In general.
Right. So true. No, I like that because, I mean, the long-term benefits of a phony person doesn't really get them very far. So it's a good point.
Exactly. I'm not with fake it till you make it.
Right. I'm right there with you. Love it. Great job, Rosanna. That was fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So this has been such a pleasure to have you today. I'm so excited you came on the show, and I wanted to thank you so much. So once again, repeat for our audience how they can follow you on social media.
At Boston's Finest First Lady. That's IG. And booking Boston's Finest First Lady. If you'd like me to come host an event, come and show you a few dance moves, it doesn't matter. Let's get to know each other.
Perfect.
At Boston's Finest First Lady.
Love it. Yay. Amazing. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to have you. Everybody get social with Rosanna today and book her. She is awesome and such a light that you need to attract. So thank you again so much. It's been great.
Thank you. Are you kidding me? This is awesome. This is great, and I'm happy to be a part of your cause, and I know you are going to do awesome things in the world.
Thank you so much. It takes one to know one, so teamwork, girl.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in to Next on Scene, and stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Today, the show is brought to you by AlleyGlobalLogistics.com. Alley Global Logistics is a family-owned international freight forwarding organization founded in 2011, specializing in the shipment of lumber and logs. More than your forwarder, we are your ally. Check out Alley Global Logistics today at AlleyGlobalLogistics.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@gzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.